the state of Alaska begins accepting applications for individual assistance from residents impacted by December's severe storm. And a month after a deadly landslide swept Beach Road, Haines residents recount the rescue of dozens from that neighborhood. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Governor Mike Dunleavy declared a disaster after a severe December storm swept through southeast Alaska. It authorized the state to pay for emergency services and critical infrastructure repair. Now he's expanded the declaration to include relief for residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed. Last month, heavy rainfall caused destructive landslides, mudslides, and flooding in communities throughout southeast Alaska. Several homes were destroyed, and two residents were killed in Haines. Jeremy Zedek is a spokesman for the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He said the state responded by authorizing funding for emergency protective measures.
Some of those emergency protective measures could be transportation of people out of a disaster area or housing them, or perhaps repairing a road temporarily to gain access to an area that was cut off by the disaster event.
In the wake of the disaster, state officials collected data from homeowners about the extent of the damage. On December 29th, the governor amended the disaster declaration to include assistance for individuals and families who suffered damages and expenses related to the storm. Zedek says the funding is provided in grants.
If a home was flooded, it may be able to help repair those damages. There's other needs assistance. So if people lost all of their personal possession, their transportation, or if they had medical, funeral, or dental expenses related to the disaster, those may be eligible as well.
The assistance also includes a temporary housing program to help displaced residents find accommodation and pay for it. It will be available for up to 18 months for homeowners and 3 months for renters. Registration for the state's disaster assistance for individuals began on Monday. It's available for residents of Haines, Skagway, Juneau, Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Ketchikan, Annette Island, and Chatham. Zedek says residents will need to catalog their property damage before applying.
When they register, we want them to have a description of their damages or losses, home ownership documents, insurance information, personal identification, and proof of occupancy, something like a utility bill.
The application can be amended in the future if more damages are revealed. The state is seeking disaster assistance from the federal government as well. Zedek noted that some federal relief, such as a Small Business Administration disaster home loan, may be able to provide more financial assistance to homeowners than the state. But state officials are still collecting information to apply for federal relief.
As new assistance becomes available, it may change things a little bit. We just ask that people are patient, continue to work the process in order to facilitate their recovery.
The deadline to register for individual disaster assistance is February 26th. Registration is available online at ready.alaska.gov. It's been more than a month since a massive storm triggered a devastating landslide in Haines. Survivors and rescuers recounted the crucial first hours of getting Beach Road residents out of harm's way. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
It's been just over a month since the slide that destroyed at least 9 homes and killed 2 people. On Monday, the water is clear and rolling in a north wind. Snow covers the scar running down the side of Mount Riley. That eerie calm almost conceals the violence of the December 2nd storm that lashed rain and brought down trees and the side of a mountain. Haines fisherman Greg Bigsby was at home when he heard what happened. He jumped into his truck and headed to the harbor to a chaotic scene.
Came down to the boat harbor and saw all the activity with the ambulances were parked down at the dock, and the helicopter was flying over, and boats were going out, so there was already 3 or 4 boats out there.
He warmed up the Wrestler, his fishing boat, and headed out with 2 other fishermen.
You know, and there was trees going in every direction, and we were constantly hitting stuff, but we were just going slow, so we were just pushing it around.
He says they searched until it got so dark that they had to use a spotlight to maneuver around tree trunks. Bigsby points to a strip of sandy beach on the south side of the slide.
So the way it went was, I came along here looking for, see if I could see anybody on the beach, but the harbor master skiff was shuttling people from the beach over on this side, on this east side, and just going back and forth, and they had it all together.
Assistant Harbor Master Henry Pollen sits at his computer by the fuel dock. It's quiet in the small office, and Pollen's coveralls are dry. But on that day, he was on a skiff in the freezing rain, helping residents off the beach.
It all happened really fast, and it was incredible being able to work with such a tight crew. You know, when everything went down, people instinctively found their roles and did a really good job.
He says the whole effort took about 2.5 hours. He credits Beach Road residents with organizing the slide survivors on the beach to await rescue. Pollen and Harbor Master Sean Bell used the harbor skiff to move people from the beach to a bigger vessel, the local tender Pavlov. Pollen says he and Bell sometimes have had disaster training with first responders, but he credits their efficacy with on-the-job training. He says running a harbor is the business of problem solving.
We're just used to looking at a disaster and knowing what to do next. You know, it's like a sinking boat or a broken dock or a log stuck in something and the tide's going out or a storm drain's plugged or, you know, a truck stuck on the launch ramp and the tide's coming in. I mean, this is just like one of a million scenarios that no one ever expected to happen that we had the pleasure of taking care of here at work.
Vanessa Wishstar, her husband Steve, and their two young children were in the first group to be picked up off the beach.
We were just flipped on that boat like salmon. Like, it was really kind of humorous.
Wishstar had her youngest on her back in a baby carrier. They were all drenched after fleeing their home in the downpour.
They were so helpful. I don't even know exactly who they were. I just considered them like angels. I just remember seeing their faces of like, oh my God, there's just the feeling of safety. And a second to breathe of like, oh my God, we're actually getting help.
Her home is just adjacent to the slide in what geologists are calling the red zone. She's still unable to return. Residents to the far south of the slide have been cleared to visit their homes, but the only access is by sea. The borough is working to arrange a special geotechnical assessment of the area. Then it can make decisions about reestablishing the demolished roadway, reconnecting utilities, and considering the reoccupancy of the remaining homes. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.